Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Right, it's episode 91 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, and then points in the mirror, Duddy, can you do that with me, and has a laugh at itself. That's what we do. Fairest of the fair, bravest of them all right here. My brother's shaking his head at me in shame. Let me introduce you to the host of the show. Well, actually, let me tell you about myself. I'm a barber who's unemployed currently here in Southern California. Now let me introduce you to the host. My brother, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, everyone. Duddy B.
What is happening? That's right.
Are you mad at me for that intro?
The intro, the Shaka Bro thing. I didn't really like it.
I try to make you cringe out the gates.
Threw up a little bit. Uh-huh. But we're here. 91, Jake? Episode 91?
We're so close to 100. And
so close.
We always say we might be good when we get to episode 100. So
I'm thinking episode 200 now. But, dude, we have an amazing show for you guys today, though. We do. We have Dan Kelly and Greg Gelb here from Fortunate Youth. We have a You Should Be Slapped. We've got a conspiracy query, a scary zone. The idiot stoners are coming in. Fortunate Youth is going to perform for us. They have some shit your pants stories, band camps, all of your guys' favorite. It's going to be an amazing show. But other than that, music news. Rome is actually flying in today. He just texted me a picture of him at the airport in Nashville getting ready to fly here, holding a guitar. And he texted me, I hate carrying these fucking things through the airport. And I couldn't agree more. Isn't there something weird about that? You're just like, it just feels like you're like, yeah, I'm in a band, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Everyone's kind of looking at you a bit. I don't know.
But yeah, it was funny. But yeah, Rome's flying in today. We're getting into rehearsals for our little tour. We're doing the Rome and Duddy tour. Leave in Wednesday. 3 shows out in Texas, 1 in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Quick little run. Not quite a whole tour, but it's something. It's a start. So I'm glad that live music is getting going somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, shit, the first time you and Rome were supposed to go on tour, it got canceled. So yep. This one is going, that's like, right, you know, so it's progress already.
It's progress.
But that's cool. Rome's flying in. You guys are going to rehearse. And the good news is, not only do we have Fortunate Youth today, but we are going to do another show tomorrow with Rome.
That's right.
So, bam, it's going to be a stacked week.
It's going to be an awesome week.
And here's another thing real quick that I love. This morning, Duddy told me, he's all, yeah, Rome's flying in and we're going to start rehearsing for our tour that starts Wednesday. And then he's all, yeah, we haven't rehearsed once for this tour yet. We don't know what we're doing. And I go, well, you've been practicing at home or whatever, your parts. And he's like, no, we don't know what songs we're going to do. We don't know. And we're playing in 2 days. I'm like,
but
have a fun 2 days. Rehearsing.
That's what makes it fun, though. Oh, yeah. Dude, honestly, me and Rome, we click really well and it's going to be awesome. And you know,
you guys know what to do. You yes. Generally, I'm sure, have an idea.
I have an idea, and I'm sure he does together. As well. And yeah, but it's going to be awesome. And like I've been saying before too, we've been putting together a full album and we've got 13-14 songs done now. Mm-hmm. I think you guys are absolutely going to love it. And no set release on that. But I think you guys are going to enjoy it and I'm really excited about that. And as far as Dirty Heads, not much going on since last week. Like I said, there is things getting put in the books as far as live music for the Dirty Heads, but like really nothing's super set in stone yet. So crossing my fingers, hopefully that'll get rolling soon. But other than that, what about you, Jake?
Not a lot of music news, I guess a little bit. So obviously last week, HB Surround Sound, my old band, we released our first album ever from the year 2000 that we just never put online because we're idiots. We were always a lazy band. I mean, very lazy we were. And we never even put our music online. So that the cool thing is now when I go on Apple, I see like a lot of our top songs that people are listening to are songs that we did in 1999, dude. More news then, I guess, is our second album, Kill All the Critics, that came out in 2002, is like in the process of being put online. So another 20 songs from the past that we finally decided to put out, dude. It's coming. I got a little music news. I'm not even in a band and I have music news. Not bad. That's it, Duddy. That's it for me. And we have a band here, an awesome band that's here today, and we want to bring them on. But before that, Duddy, I'm just going to go over the three ways that you guys can help support our show, and then we're bringing on Fortunate Youth. So first way, like Duddy always says, the reviews. If you just give us reviews on Apple iTunes or wherever you're listening to us, hey, you see us post on Instagram or Facebook, give it a like, all that stupid shit, right? It helps. It helps our band get seen. So that's one way to support. Second way, join us over on Patreon. It's $5 a month to sign up for our Patreon/Feeling Good with Duddy page. And you get a bonus episode every Monday, guitar tutorials each month from Duddy B showing you how to play Dirty Head songs. And that's about what you get at this point. But you also get to ask us questions that we answer on the podcast, right? And then there's a third way, you guys, Venmo. You don't want to hear any more shows from us. You're getting just enough on Wednesdays, but you do have extra money and you want to help us keep the lights on and pay Luke and all that stuff. You can do that. Venmo, Feeling Good with Duddy and Duddy B. A few people have hit us up on our Venmo. Who is that?
That's right. Thank you guys so much. Honestly, all the support, it really does help the show keep going and it helps us grow. And this week's Venmo legends are Doug Delgadio, Kimmy Simonian, you all know, Christy Gilroy, Jesse Z, Justin Palmer, Ryan Ruddle, Christina Whitman, and Lynn Hanyoist. Thank you guys so much. You guys are the shit, and you really do help the show grow and just thank you guys. That's
you
all
guys
I can really say.
You guys are all the best. Yes. We love you. We're glad you guys are having fun with the show, and at any rate, that's how you can help support us. Thank you for everything, but just listening makes us stoked. Know that. Duddy, I hand it over to you. Let's bring on the band. Let's bring it on.
We said who's here before. We're really excited to have these guys. Been in the scene, you know, with around the Dirty Heads just as I, how long? I think forever since we've all been touring. Fortunate Youth, we got Dan Kelly and Jared Dove here. What's happening, guys?
What's up, guys? What's up, everybody?
Yeah,
happy
Dan,
to be here.
Bring the mic up to you. I want to hear you, buddy. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yes. Bringing it up to this sexy voice here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah.
So what's happening? Thank you guys for coming down. First off, man.
Stoked to be here. It's good to see you guys. Other people other than just our, you know, each other.
Right.
Nowadays, you know, that's a huge, huge thing. But yeah, we're stoked. We've been in the studio during a lot of this time and waiting for live shows, like you said, but making the most of it, family time and yeah, just making some new music.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, and I was going to ask you, like, what have you been doing with your time with all this? But that's making new music.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And having babies. Yeah.
I was going to say, and making new
all magic. but yeah, you know, good times with Lou at 17th Street.
Oh, yeah.
We're down there finishing up. And it's yeah, we have too much fun.
Yeah, dude.
That's
Lou's
where you guys are
dude.
Right now? Yeah. Louis, dude, I live two blocks from that studio.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where my band recorded. Obviously, that's where the Dirty Heads started. We all started there.
Yeah.
I live right there now. Oh, that's awesome that you're over there.
We'll make sure to hit you up when we're in there next.
Say, dude, pop over, say what up.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, okay, we'll take care of that later, but that's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad you're over with Lou. I haven't seen him in forever, too. So, yeah, I guess real quick then to get you guys you have an album out currently just to let all the fans know that you guys came and brought us some albums. Pull that up, Duddy. And what's the name of that album?
That's the Live from California. California. Yeah, it's our first live album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of talked about it for a long time, and we were able to record a number of the sets from our fall tour in California, or you know, mostly California. Pretty much fall of 2019 before everything shut down.
Finally, put horns in it.
And then we got horns and like a full band live experience. So like. That was something we'd talked about and just cool to see it kind of work out and good timing with no live shows in 2020. Yep. It was something that we could put out for everybody to
feel. That's
awesome,
man. That's funny. The Dirty Heads, we've been talking together for so long about putting out a live album and we have never done it.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy, man. There's definitely a lot of factors. And you know, you're going through a number of sets. Corey in the band, this is his first mix that he actually did for you know putting it out, and you know he did a great
Big
job. We all
Corey.
Went through like
corn dog.
Yeah, woo. Corn dog. We went through and we like this set and this
set.
Yeah,
and then you have to like a whole tour, so you're listening through every fucking set just to find out what was the best of that song, and then you're like, cool, that night that song was cool. Now let's get to another song. Let's hear the sets again.
Yeah,
like, wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of listening we put
you
into it, but
recorded all that. You're like, are you kidding me?
It was good. A lot of funny stuff comes out of that too. You're remember that night?
What's up, everybody? Hey, what's up, Jimmy? Like, yeah. Why'd you say Jimmy?
Yeah. Who the banter in between
songs? Who
the
fuck is Jimmy?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even have a clue.
That's so funny though, too, because obviously, you know, you're performing and you know, the crowd's out there and little tiny mistakes or things, they don't even notice. They're having a great time.
100%.
You all notice it, and then you laugh about it for a second and you move on. But then to go back and listen to every single one, you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that. Ooh, we can't use that.
Yeah. or we're definitely using that.
Or yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
100%.
Funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of good funny times that it brought back. But yeah, so then, you know, we've been in the studio working on our new album that we're going to be starting to roll out in the next probably month. I think our first single will come out next month. And then
what's the single called?
Single's called Good Times Roll On.
Kind
of waiting for the good times to start rolling on again. Yeah. But I think it's a cool concept for the whole kind of album to hopefully bring us back to the good old days of some of the good times that we've all, you know, experienced.
I think we all could use a little of that right now.
100%. So that's the first single we'll be rolling out. You guys are getting the sneak peek on. Nobody really knows that. So
Nice.
Look out for it in March for the new single, and then we'll keep rolling singles
exclusive
out to the summer.
News right here.
Love it.
First time.
Had to save it.
Breaking
save
news.
Save the news for right
it's
here.
A big moment, ladies and gentlemen.
So you say you'll keep releasing singles, maybe monthly or whatever. Are you just gonna release a few and then bam, drop the album? Or
right.
You, okay.
Right.
Just like that.
So
okay,
a couple
cool.
singles, and then probably around summertime we'll drop the album, and hopefully we'll all be on the road again.
Right, that's like perfect storm right now. It's like, let's drop new music and do a huge summer tour. Can that be a thing, please?
Let's cross our fingers.
Done, let's do
it. Yeah, let's do it.
Done.
I swear, man, and
we'll
I've already
the calendar right now.
I've already been like warning my wife and kids. I'm like, when touring gets back up, I'll be gone for a long time.
Yeah, it's gonna double for sure. Making
and
up for lost
my
time.
My wife's like, yeah, go make money. Get out of here.
Yeah. We're gonna miss you.
Get out of the house.
Oh no.
Can I pack your bags?
Right.
Serious. Yep, that's gonna be wild. We were talking about it before the show. How is this? A bunch of dads.
Yep.
This was us before the show, just telling each other how old our children are.
Yeah.
You too, man. Yeah, me too.
This is the dad
so
episode.
You're gonna be saying goodbye to the whole family. Yeah, the dads. Hi, everybody.
Did we just start a new podcast?
Oh,
the
we
dad
did.
Show?
The dads.
The dad show.
Oh, there'd be too many stories.
Oh gosh.
Too many stories.
Cool dads. Oh, just yikes.
Yeah. I'm fine. All right, I'm out, actually. That sounds terrible.
Oh, we'll call it Wild Hogs. No. How's it sound, guys?
No, I was thinking grown-ups.
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 Yeah, no.
I like that.
But hey, Jake.
Yes.
Before the show, though, today. I didn't have one for you guys today. I told you, though, we did have a
You Should
Be
Slapped. Oh, we didn't even tell you guys what this is. Yeah, we have a little set. Look, sometimes there's people in life that need to be slapped. People do dumb things in life. Cut in front of you in line. Just annoying things. And sometimes there's people that need to be shot. Every once in a while, Duddy's like, this person needs to be shot. We never murder anyone on the show, but it's like maybe shot in the foot for doing something like an asshole. I've got a BB gun. Yeah, BB gun, exactly.
You're going to limp for a bit, but you'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
That's how we settle disputes in the studio. Paintball.
Bow. Yeah.
Get back in there.
See? People do need to be shot. And in your band, they get shot. And we've shot someone with a paintball, too. That was a punishment on the show. I believe we paintballed someone.
We didn't paintball
him yet.
Well,
we're going to paintball Luke soon for a punishment, but I do believe we, like, fake paintball. Anyway, this week we have a You Should Be Shot, guys. It was the Super Bowl yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch it or know, but I found out after that there was the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah.
And everyone was, a lot of people were celebrating that it was Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart doing the play-by-play. And I didn't even see it, but I immediately was like, who's falling for this? Like, it's funny because it's Snoop Dogg, I guess. I'm a gangster rapper, and then I'm Martha Stewart.
Puppies.
I'm an old white lady. Yeah.
But
and
she's kind of hard thug. She
dynamic
went to
prison.
Duo.
She went to the prison.
She probably had to lick. I mean, get beat up or something. You
I'm
know?
Sure
she had to lick.
I'm sure she was at the band. Yes.
Volume of things
I'm sure
there.
She was in general population. She had to join a all white gang and
of
do
course.
Some dirt.
She probably
you
had
have
to be
get
somebody's
through.
Bitch, you know,
she's got
Martha
some
Stewart.
Tattoos under
so,
that shirt.
You know, I'm sure she's running the game, guys.
She's absolutely there.
She's not Death Row. You know, Snoop Dogg is. But together, they're a posse that cannot be handled. They're all the puppy.
They have all sides. Yeah.
thing. What was
but it shocked me that people are still falling. Like, this is like, oh yeah. My God, it's Snoop and Martha Lumpton together. They're just so fits. You would never imagine. And then I actually saw a couple clips of it and I realized that they were reading a teleprompter the whole time off to the side. And they're not even saying anything that Martha Stewart or Snoop Dogg would ever say, but people were still online just going, it's so funny. And I was just like, all of these people need to be slapped. They're in some sort of just dumb trance where it's just hand me Snoop and Martha Stewart. It equals funny. I don't care if they're being funny. It's funny. And I shall tell everyone online how adorable it is. They should all be slapped, Duddy. You agree with me, right, Doug?
I do. It's funny because I didn't have anything. Jake was telling me about this and I was like, yeah, yeah. But it's like, I know exactly what you're saying. It's like, it's just like, it's like almost like the PTSA moms that come together to make a school. Everything has to be so like correct and ooh, it's so cute. And but who's really like, oh yes, this is great content. Like Snoop is with got a puppy and their puppies are running around and it's just I don't know. I get what you're saying.
It was a stretch and it was a comedic heartache.
I think this is a stretch too.
This is really a stretch. It's really a stretchy segment. But it led me into another Martha Stewart thing that's always bothered me since she was on a roast. I forget who she was even roasting. And I'm going to put this in now since the first Snoop Dogg Martha thing went so good. I'm going to keep going with Martha Stewart was on one of those roasts. You guys all remember it who's listening because you probably all shared it and celebrated it openly online. Here's the deal with that. I watched it. Martha Stewart didn't write a single one of the jokes that she said on the roast. Yes, it was the roast of Justin Bieber and Martha Stewart went up and I remember the next day at the barbershop, everyone was coming in going, dude, did you hear Martha Stewart? Dude, she killed on that roast. And they were acting like she wrote the joke. She didn't, guys. She hobbled out there as an old chubby white lady and regurgitated what a funny person wrote. And you all gave her credit for it. You should all be slapped, Duddy. Good segment. Guys, how do you feel? Fortunate youth, how do you feel? Do you agree?
The slap segment just can do no wrong.
Yes, like, they agree, Martha Stewart.
But I would really, what does Steven Seagal feel about this, Jake?
Oh, I don't know, but he is walking over here and he's grabbed the mic. And sometimes in life, people laugh at things, even though these things aren't funny. Duddy, maybe Martha Stewart is doing something with Snoop Dogg. And I mean, only unfunny people could find it funny. They all deserve to be slapped. I got to get going, guys. Thanks for having me.
See you, Steve.
All right, there it is. Yeah.
You guys heard it there.
There's Steve.
Cool. Yeah. There's a whistle under him that you'll hear when you listen back, and that really seals the Steven Seagal thing in. This has been on fire, guys. So we did the You Should Be Slapped, and everyone agrees that they deserve it. Duddy, right?
Sure,
Dan?
Jake.
Greg?
Yeah, slap them all.
Martha Stewart should be slapped, says Fortune.
I think everyone would like it. Yeah. Yeah. They might be, yeah, they might be like, yes.
Again.
Finally got slapped by Duddy.
But this, yeah. Like
so that was everybody's like least favorite part of our show. This is everyone's favorite part of our show. You guys, let's get into it. It's a conspiracy query. Now I'm going to explain it to the Fortunate Youth guys. Our listeners know. Everybody knows the conspiracy theory guy. You're at a party, he corners you in the corner, or she, and they tell you about pyramids adding up and aliens, and you're just like, okay, and at a certain point, your eyes roll back in your head, and you won't wish to be anywhere else but there. This is very different from that. Duddy B has a conspiracy query where he just hears something cool and then asks you guys, what do you think about this? It's study. You
yeah, this isn't
again.
A conspiracy theory, like he said. This is a query. I'm not saying I came up with this. I'm not saying I believe in this and I'm trying to convince you. I'm just simply asking if you guys believe in conspiracy queries.
Nice.
All right. This one, you guys know, I'm taking you around the globe now, giving you guys queries from around the world. And today we are going to our nation's great capital, Montana.
Yes.
And this is called The Hitchhiker of Black Horse Lake. And why is this creepy? And guys, this comes from Thrillist.com, if you're wondering where I'm finding this. And this is The Hitchhiker of Black Horse Lake. Usually when you see a hitchhiker on a particularly desolate stretch of highway, which Highway 87 certainly can be, it gives you the willies. On this particular stretch near Great Falls, it's compounded by the fact that the namesake lake is seasonal and dry most seasons. Regardless, the end result of the body of Native American man clawed in jeans with black hair slamming into your windshield as you are driving in sheer terror. Was that, did I read that weird?
Yeah, you did. That was weird. You said Claude, which is like a French name, but yeah, a man clad in jeans with jet black hair slamming
into your windshield as you're driving in sheer terror. Legend has it, those who encounter the hitchhiker suddenly find his body bouncing off the front of their car.
Oh, man.
When they stop to help, there's nothing there and no damage to the windshield. The hitchhiker, meanwhile, repeats the cycle endlessly, trapped in his own personal hell as he repeats this moment of death with whichever driver happens to be cruising down the road at the wrong time.
Ooh. Okay. This is a great one again. I like this one.
Talk
this
about
is,
shit yourself.
I think
huh?
I believe it.
Yeah.
I think we might have run into this guy.
No.
Yeah. No, in
Tell
Montana?
Us all about
I
it.
I think he, well, if it's only in Montana, then it's probably his cousin or something. Because we're on the road from Denver to Salt Lake to Denver through a snowstorm. And Dan was driving. So
damn,
did
80.
You see anything in the road before we
nope.
did a 360?
Nope. Just the wind pulling our trailer to hit us. The trailer hit us.
Was it the wind and the or yeah, was
or
it?
Or was it the hitcher?
So your trailer just was all of a sudden in front of you?
Oh man, I woke
up. Oh yeah, it I'm driving 4 miles an hour and then the wind pulled, you know, it's got more weight on the trailer. Trailer takes action, it's like it jackknifes us.
It just starts dragging you sideways.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Then yikes. We hit the rails, you know, on the side. It was uniquely packed car with band members and girlfriends. So and I was driving, so I was just
terrified.
Dan's usually
hit the
pretty,
fuck button. Fuck.
Yeah,
fuck,
he's usually pretty
shit.
Like quiet, yeah. pretty quiet, mellow driver. But I woke up to oh shit, and then it was like I'm looking out the side window, but it was as if it was the front windshield, and we're going down the road. And I'm like, this doesn't look right. Like we shouldn't be sliding, like I shouldn't be seeing it straight down the road. And yeah, we did like a full whip around 360, the right side hit the center divider, and then he smoothly brought it back around, and I think the only
Chevy
thing
Bongo
was,
pulled the out of the tire, and we kept going to the show.
Yeah.
Just a little more white knuckled than normal and a little bit more butthole puckered.
And just wide awake.
We talked about that on the show many a time.
That was a hard road.
Yeah, we've had several of these. My band had my own that I've shared on the show. We've had a lot of these.
And we talked about how, like, no matter what happens, when you're out on the road, you make it to the show.
Yeah.
You just fucking make it. Like, it doesn't matter what happened. You're like, we got to get there.
Yeah. You don't go, we should pull over and stop. You're like, no, we have a show in 9,
you just fucking 12 get there.
Hours Find or whatever.
Three totaled vans later, in 12 hours. Still made it,
Oh man, that's crazy. But it's not as crazy as this story.
So, dude, but here's what I love about this story. Because this is the second one, maybe in a row, I think last week we had another person that just runs
the three-legged lady last week just runs and hits your car.
So these are weird ones. And here's another thing that we talked about last week. This is conspiracy queries. We know, listeners, we know that these aren't conspiracy queries. These are simply monster stories, but we've run out of theories and queries. We're doing monster tales now and we're still calling it this because it's fun to hear Duddy say it with the high voice. So this is the second week in a row where the monster, just attacks a car and then doesn't even really hurt anyone or damage. I don't even know if it's a crime.
It literally says no damage to the car.
Yeah, I love that.
Will be seen. You can stop. There will be no damage to your windshield and the hitchhiker will be gone. But when you leave, the hitchhiker then again has to be hit. So it seems like the hitchhiker is getting the worst of this.
Yeah.
Sounds like a prank I used to do when I was a kid. I would
I would slam myself in the car.
No. We would be over the bridge and then we would get this mannequin and we would sling it off the bridge to hit a semi or a truck. So somebody thinks it would jump off and then we'd pull it back. And
oh man, good karma from that.
Whoa, Dad.
That was young. It was stupid.
No wonder we're
Mississippi
getting all that
stuff.
Road luck.
That's what you do.
You grew up in Mississippi and you were doing that?
Well,
I love that. I didn't know you grew up in Mississippi. I want to know all about that now for some reason.
Hey, we have good games.
Yeah, and a huge mannequin collection to choose from.
It eventually didn't make it.
Wow, but, man, that's awesome.
I remember.
But that's probably what they did here. Dude, you know, they're just probably just messing around with somebody, and then just that'll be best prank ever.
There's the rumor didn't of hurt anybody. Jumping mad.
It didn't damage anything. For sure. Mannequin just totally got you.
Mannequin hits a car. It's a 96. Like, okay.
This is a Native American prankster from, you know, that's the best prank ever.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. All best right. story.
He's just constantly
fucking up people. Just like, boom, got you.
Yep. Got you.
Boop.
So, yeah, that's wild. But I do remember... do you remember when we were slinging water balloons with the water balloon launcher?
I was going to say, we can't sit here and judge Dan.
No, we were, we shot our buddy's backyard, like went, like his backyard backed up to like the busy street. And I remember we would do the water balloon launcher at cars. And one time we blasted awesome. A semi, but we like the windshield of it. And he like, when it blasted, he like, and he looked like right at us. We were like, oh shit. And fucking next thing, and he lived in a cul-de-sac in this neighborhood, and we're in the next thing we know that semi's coming down the fucking cul-de-sac.
Yeah, we were trapped.
And we were trapped, and we were like, oh my God. We were like fucking 11 or 12. We thought, I don't even remember happened, but.
That's a real horror story when you're getting chased by a semi.
He was so right. He just told us, all you can fucking kill someone. Do you realize that? He's all, you scare someone, they turn the wheel, dude. And we learned right there. We just went.
See?
You're right. We're like, oh my God. We like snapped out of how insane what we were doing was. And we didn't do that anymore. And I was like, I totally remember that,
that's
Duddy.
That's so funny.
He
yeah.
got us, dude. And good thing. We were idiots.
Yeah. That,
yikes.
The things we do.
The things we do. As young kids,
but like I mean, that. I guess all I'm asking though is do you believe that if you're in Montana on Highway 87 that you can see a hitchhiker that jumps on your car but doesn't damage it?
I'm gonna say yes. I believe it.
Okay.
You never know. Some wild stuff out there.
We've believed like nine of these in a row. I feel like
been convincing
ever since we've been going around the globe.
We believe most of them.
Yeah.
There's all enough weird shit that happens to you that you know, no explanation. It's gotta be. It's gotta be some.
It's
ghost.
Gotta be something. And we've had a lot of bands and musicians and even comedians in lately. And everybody tours. When you tour a lot. You start to believe anything because you've seen weird shit.
You when you're
shit happens to you when you're out on the roads at night and all, you know, it's like
when you're driving out there in the middle of nowhere through these small towns at, you know, 3 a.m, it's like you can definitely creep the fuck out of yourself.
Oh yeah. And it is fun to do.
And speaking of being creeped out,
You guys have a scary zone, right? You guys have a ghostly, potentially alien story that you want to share with us.
Guaranteed.
Dan?
Let's hear it, man.
Dan's got all those.
I do. It's been how many years we've been running on the tour? Like 12 years now? And I always get bunked with the scariest human, you know, Travi Bongo. And he sounds like a ghost when he snores. And it's scary. And that's it. That's my scary story.
Oh, okay. Dude, I toured with a horrifying snorer as well. Shout outs to Matt. I had two in my, and I was in a van at all times too with my band. And whoo, it's rough when you got a gnarly loud snorer in the van. You're not sleeping.
I get through it.
Yeah. You got to put the headphones
always bunked
in.
With
that's
him.
What I do.
He was my bunking buddy. Yeah. We're buddies. My buddy. Wherever you go, I'll go, Travi Bongo.
I remember the
my buddy and me
kid sister.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I don't remember
right.
the kid sister. Guys, I remember the my moment. Buddy, the kid sister had left my head until you said that. I was like, oh my God, that's
kid
right.
Kid sister.
There was a kid sister as well.
They said all the babies. You know, we gotta offer one to the girls too. Shit. Yeah. It was just money in the bank.
Yep.
Kid sister, my buddy. And then Child's Play came out. It was like, ooh. All right, we don't want any dolls.
Right, no one wants dolls.
Nobody wants dolls.
Kill the whole doll industry.
I remember that when Child's Play came out. That was a fucking horrifying film when we were kids. Do you remember this, Duddy?
I do, and the funny thing is my kids love scary movies. My son like loves them too. He's only 9, but not too long ago, a couple months ago, he's like, he wanted to watch Chucky really bad, and I kept being like, no. And finally I was like, all right, let's fucking watch it. Rewatched it, still kind of
creepy,
pretty silly, but still creepy. And my son watched the whole thing and he fucking loved it.
That's awesome. I'm so like, glad he likes scary movies. I hope my son loves scary
that's why
movies.
I don't understand the elf, the Christmas elf. I think that's freaky as shit.
Dude, the elf on the
shelf. It moves every day.
Oh,
like,
the elf on the shelf.
Next thing you know, it's going to strangle you. I don't even get the elf on the shelf.
Right.
And why can't they just go ahead and do elf on the shelf horror story,
bro.
Just so we can get rid of the Elf on the Shelf.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Because seriously. I'm going all the way back now to the beginning of the show. I have another You Should Be Slapped. This is a You Should Be Shot, and this isn't You Should Be Shot in like the foot or anything where you should be okay.
Is this gonna be as good as the Martha Stewart one that we did?
It is way better than Martha Stewart one.
Okay, we'll
that
see.
One wasn't even that good.
Tony looks pumped.
Dude. Whoever fucking invented the Elf on the Shelf and put that out, I want to fight you to the death, kickboxer style, where we dip our hands in glue and glass. My first punch is like that across your throat, like a sideways. It's a slicing your throat punch.
You should be murdered is the name of this.
Now when December comes, you know, for the next 25 nights, I have to be creative when my kids go to bed figure out a different scenario to put this damn elf in, or my kids are going to wake up and be disappointed and I'm a horrible person.
Pretty much.
Duddy's like, please start touring again so that we can book something in Hawaii in December and I can get myself out of 9 potential days.
No, I found the way out. I did it this year. I just kept going, no, you guys have been bad. If you're bad, the elf doesn't move. You guys are bad. And then it worked out because I didn't have to get him presents either, because I was like, you guys are bad. No presents, elf doesn't move.
Cole's cheap. There you go. Cole's super cheap.
Oh, no. Wow. Sorry, but yeah. Elf on the Shelf. That Elf on the Shelf gets me heated. All right. You know what else gets me heated? These fucking idiots that are about to come in, Jake.
Oh, no. Not those guys, right?
We kind of warned you a little bit about these dudes. They're coming in. They're two super gnarly stoners. They heard you guys were going to be on the show.
At least they get some herb.
Yeah, they never bring weed.
Damn. They're punishers. Yeah,
these are the guys that, you're probably like not the first person to call them punishers. No, that's pretty funny.
Punishers, bro.
Yeah, that was like people
come
call
to
them,
my party and they don't bring any party.
They are absolutely punishers. They're coming and
wheeze my juice.
Look, they're just going to ask you insane questions. Try your best. Just let's be yourselves. Luke, play their music.
Oh, are you ready, bro?
Oh, I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Dude, tug it.
What's up, everybody? It's pretty much on, dude. We're here. It's me, your boy, Snake OG, and I'm here with my partner, Blonde Marley. You guys know him, you love him. Say what up, Blonde.
What's happening? I'm stoked.
You're fired up, dude, because yesterday was the Super Bowl, and you know what we did. Packed super fat bowls, though. We don't care about
sack.
He's wearing his Denver jersey because weed was legal there first, right? That's why it's your favorite squad, I'm assuming. Yeah.
I didn't even know this was a jersey.
You didn't. It was just what was on the floor, y'all. But the reason we're here is for the real Super Bowl. If anyone Chiefs Bulls, it's these guys. It's Fortunate Youth, dude. We're so excited to be here, dude. Yes. Oh, what's up, boys?
Good to see you guys.
Are you guys psyched?
Good to see you guys in the flesh.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, finally. No doubt.
The legendary right
big here. Big fans? You guys big fans?
Oh, yeah. Whoever's not a fan. Loser.
Yeah, that's starting to be the theme, dude. It's pretty much everyone digs us, except for Jake and Daddy. Or I don't know. That's how they act, but we think they love us, right, Blonde?
They don't know they're tough
stoners. Love. Tough love.
You guys are cool to me.
So, first and foremost.
Oh, he's going to pepper you with questions, guys. This is what happens.
I just want to say I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
And I remember one year, at Cali Roots Fest, I was just watching you guys. And I was like, if I ever get the chance to ask Dan a question, I'm going to ask him this question. I see that you guys are always touring and you're playing these reggae fests, right?
He's going to ask you, dude. It's coming.
You guys got lots of fans.
He's leading you somewhere.
In the reggae world.
It's getting there.
I'm so pumped.
When you're on the road.
He's like, bro, he peppers you with it.
Do you ever get free weed?
There it is, dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah, road weed.
Yeah! We figured. We're like, they get free weed, dude.
Some good, some bad. But definitely.
Honesty, dude.
Job provides.
Either way, you
lamb's bread.
Hell yeah, Dan. Well, we knew it, kind of, but you have to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I never have, so he must be
you
taking
never
it
all. Done
he takes it all or something.
It was really sticky. Yeah. It was really sticky. It seemed to not have left my
stuck
hands.
Stuck to your fingers, dude. We got you, dude.
It's had your name on it.
Hell yeah, dude. We still everyone's weed, dude.
Son of a.
I think you got the secondhand smoke, though.
Did he at least blow it at you?
I mean, hotbox the room.
Well, that's pretty
cool.
He
got something high. I mean, right?
You know what they say, bros blows. They all say that, right? Okay. Who's that?
Crickets. Crickets. Yeah, crickets.
Have you guys ever smoked space weed?
Space weed.
Hit him with it, Dottie.
Okay, so.
I called you Dottie again, dude.
I love it when you do that.
I'm still,
it's
I ate a lot of mushrooms last night. I know. Last night.
Mushrooms. You ate mushrooms last
I
night?
Did. I just munched them.
Munch.
Where'd you get those mushrooms?
I got them from Dottie.
You talked to Dottie?
Well, he left some in the bunker last week, and I may have shuffled a few into my pocket.
Okay, sex.
Sex, dude.
Yes.
All right, back to it, dude. Okay, you were asking really tight questions.
We live in Escondido.
That's right. Oh, you were telling them about space weed. That's what you were doing,
yes.
Right? Okay, my bad. Go.
We live in Escondido.
Tell them about our past. Tell them our history, dude.
We live in Escondido, where Snake had his
first burrito.
Okay, we live in the back house.
We're renting a one-room back house with our four dogs.
We have four dogs. It's a one-bedroom back house.
It's a studio.
In the front house, we live with two gay gentlemen.
Yes.
Who are naked.
All the time.
And they are from space.
They are galians.
They are gay. And they are galians.
They are gay aliens. We love them. They're the best. They're rich. They have a big, beautiful front house. Escondido.
Do they like hummus?
They do like hummus. How did you?
What
how
you
did you?
That?
Holy shit!
Homosexuals.
Oh, dude, that? I didn't see that one coming. Dude, that's like a sick Greek joke. Stop.
It's a fortunate tour
joke
right there.
They are homosexuals, dude. Because they have sex and they eat hummus. Sure.
Okay. Well, I love hummus too, though.
Homosexuals. I like that.
Homo sapiens.
What he was getting around to is they introduced us to space weed. Once we realized they were from outer space and that they were, in fact, galians, they introduced us to space weed and they smoke us out of they smoke out of square bongs. That's Whoa. What aliens do, guys.
Mm-hmm. Square bongs.
Square bongs, space weed.
Square bomb.
All right, we're glad we told you guys about our past. We're all caught up.
We're gonna ponder that
a little bit about us, huh? Okay. We like to tell every guest who we are, and it's really typically the same response. It's like, all right, that's a big who cares, but we love it.
Definitely got too stoned for this one.
Yeah, dude, Dan looked like he smoked some space.
Yeah, I think that's the case. Right?
It must have been a dab.
Oh,
it's been some space dab.
A little space dab.
Space dab.
You know, solar dabs. My dad's.
Dad, really?
They're gay.
So, dude, Blonde, hit him with, you got any more questions?
I do. So, the name of your band is Fortunate Youth, right?
Because they're going to play some songs. We're going to pepper them with some questions.
Well, I'd be fortunate if Youth would give me some of that free weed. Oh, yeah.
See what you did there, dude. That was like the hummus section. Working it.
We'd all be more fortunate if you brought the weed.
Bro. Oh, that was like the...
That was
high
like,
school girls stay the same age, and I keep getting older type of line. That was
it's good to want.
Oh my God, he turned into a space girl. You guys are cool, man. And I heard about your van too, dude. Sorry to hear about that.
It happens.
Yeah.
And we had, I think in our history we have had seven vans.
Yeah.
Seven vans.
Holy
seven
shit.
Seven vans in 7 days.
Wait, is that real?
No.
Oh, God, that sounded like a romantic comedy. Seven Vans in 7 days starring Vince Vaughn. You know, like some fucking white chick. You know, and just bouncing around and learning
Stewart.
Lessons. Yeah. And sure, there's a gay friend. We've seen it, dude. But yeah, it's a good movie. I'll
a
watch
funny
it.
Little Indian gal.
Why not? He's like an IT tech dude, but he listens to rap. Yeah. You know, you got it. All right, well, so you guys are going to, do you know what song you're going to play?
No idea.
No idea, dude.
Nope. Definitely not.
You got to just flow.
Well,
get there.
Do you have anything else you want to hit him with, Bon?
I don't. I just want to hear this song.
All right, well, we don't know the name of the song, but we're psyched to hear it, and it's coming up next. And, dude, it's been just a serious pleasure hanging with you guys.
Man, you guys are legends.
Oh,
we've heard about you.
No.
Think we get
stoners,
later
the stoners
on
of the century.
We want to get pictures, right?
Pictures?
You gotta get pictures with these guys.
Oh, do you guys want to take some snaps?
We've been waiting for this moment our whole life.
Dan's the selfie queen.
Hi there. So,
do you guys just want to drive us back to Escondido?
Oh, yeah. Which way are you guys headed?
Yeah.
I guess.
Hey, sure. Dude, there's a square bomb, space weed, and two naked Galians in it for you guys, dude. Yeah. Ponder it over, man. We gotta get rocking, dude. They're gonna play a jam. Dude, you know how it goes. It's your boy Snake B saying Puff Tough, and this is Blonde Marley saying
Stay Crispy.
Yeah. Right.
All right, we're here with Fortunate Youth, and they're getting ready to perform their song, Friends and Family. Enjoy.
Oh, no, no. Oh, yes. Oh, no. Say, all our friends and family. Say, all our it and I. It's no matter where you come from, because we eat to feel all right. Say, all our friends and family. Oh, no, we can say it's true. It's no matter where you come from, cause we're all right here with you. Say, no, no worries. Yeah, it's gonna be just fine. Say, we found what we're looking for. So let's on go and sing some more. Say, no worries. Oh, no, no, no. Be all right. It's no worries. Oh, yes. Oh, no, we'll be just fine. Say, all our friends and family. Say, all our it and I. There's no matter where you come from, cause we're here to feel all right. Say, all our friends and family. Oh, no, no, we can say it's true. There's no matter where you come from, cause we're all right here with you. Is it all right with you? Yes, yes, yes. It's all right with you, yes. Oh, so come on down, yeah. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, no, feeling so good, yes. Oh, hanging yeah, with daddy, oh, yes. We come from many states, workers who are to appreciate, trying to teach love and not hate. Say we all love so much pain, for no matter what you're singing on, we got the vibes and we're feeling strong. There's no wonder why you sing along, yes, cause my friends and family's one. Say we all love friends and family. Say, oh, Lord, in the night. It's no matter where you come from, cause we eat to feel all right. Say, oh, Lord, friends and family. So now we can say it's true. It's no matter where you come from, cause we're all right here with you. Is it all right with you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yes, I hope it's all right with you. Oh, yes. Ooh, ooh. Oh, no, no, yeah. Oh, no, no, no.
We're Fortunate Youth.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for staying tuned. Ooh. Make sure to subscribe to my buddies' thing.
Can we do it with buddies? Thank you.
All right. That was awesome. Thank you guys so much. That was Friends and Family, for those of you wondering, off of their 3 years ago that came out, your self-titled album.
Yep.
And if you want to also hear it on their latest Live from California album, you can check it out there as well. That
beautiful
was awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I felt it that time. Yeah. Better, best time ever. It's best we ever played it.
I feel like we just zipped through.
It was amazing. Yeah. It
went fast.
Well, I think those stoner idiots just really set the mood, and you know, you guys felt their vibe.
I thought I heard somebody crying. Was that?
I think Blonde Marley was crying.
Was that Blonde Marley?
Yeah.
It was weird because even the cry was like a stoner cry. It was like, dude.
Passionate. A lot of passion, that man. A lot of passion, yeah.
Dude. Yeah, just
we get that a lot.
Yeah.
I think he called his mom afterwards and told her how much he loved her and how much that it was a great song. And
well, he has dads.
Oh no! Shoot!
Shoot! He called his dads.
Yeah.
Oh wow! No, I just fucking uppercutted my microphone. That's awesome.
But it's nice. I love having bands coming in again, live music. Doesn't it feel good, Jake?
It feels the best.
Oh my goodness! And speaking of feeling good, on this show, we have some sponsors that make us feel great. Yes, we do. And first and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this company. We love this product. They've been with us since day one. What a great product. Honestly, guys, I tell you every week, but I use the CBD drops every single morning. I love the way it makes me feel, and it really does help. I tell you all the time, I have bad wrists, and they get cramps and aches in them all the time, especially in cold weather. And this bunker is freezing in here, so I take my drops every day. And even though I do that,
T-shirts for these guys.
These guys are T-shirts. Freezing. Well, there's heaters now. It's a little better, but. Yeah. Even though I take the drops, sometimes I still do get some aches and pains in my wrists, in my hands, and I use some of their rubs. They've got these awesome rubs. They actually have a very cool one now that's like a roll-on. It's like an Icy Hot, just packed with CBD.
I've been running that thing up and down my spine. My back's been hurting. I'm carrying around a heavy child everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Duddy gave me some of that rub with the menthol that you're talking about. The shit.
It is awesome. And it's like one of those things where you put it on and you're like, okay, my wrist hurts. I put it on. And then you don't realize it like 20 minutes later. You're like, oh yeah, wait, it doesn't fucking hurt anymore. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And if you're someone out there that has aches and pains and cramps and you're taking a bunch of over the counter medicines like Advils and Tylenols and whatnot, give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best, and it's just way healthier for you, and I think you're just going to love the results. So go to KoiCBD.com, put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, and you will get 15% off your first order. Mm-hmm. That is right. And also, plug-ins, keychains. This is a really cool product. They have this product called the Jack Rack. I actually have one of these on the wall in my house. It's really cool. And what it is, it's like a replica to a guitar amp head, and they have a Marshall one, they have a Fender one, and it comes with 4 quarter-inch cable keychains, and you put your keys on it. You get home, you plug in your keys like you would into an amp, and when you got to go somewhere, you know right where your keys are. It's really freaking cool. It looks awesome, and I can't explain how many times I've had people come to my house and be like, holy crap, that's awesome, where'd you get that? And guess what I tell them, Jake? I say you can get it at pluginskeychains.com, and that's plural, and with a Z. That's PLUGINZ keychains.com. Pick up a Jack Rack, put in code DUDDYB at checkout, and you will get 20% off of every single order you ever make. And if you buy one of these for someone, you know anyone who plays guitar or who's just a music fan, you get them one of these. They're going to love you forever. You're going to be a hero. Enjoy.
Yeah. Epic. You're a legend. You're a hero. It is a home run. We've had multiple guests that are like, I have one of those.
Yep.
I got one of those at my house. So it's one of those things.
We've also had multiple guests that have said they shit their pants, Jake.
We have a lot of pant shitting guests on this show. Guys, girls alike.
Shards.
Everybody's ready to tell us about
everyone's
their poopy
shards, right?
Yeah, everyone shards, does. Right? Ah, come on. Sure. Duddy claims never. He's like
at least
Kim
once
Jong-un,
a month, right?
Never
like, pooped. Maybe once a year.
But you've shit yourself, Dan, and you want to tell
maybe
everyone?
Maybe a shard, maybe once a year. Maybe.
A good laugh, a good laugh or shard. Two.
You know, that happens. It happens. It happens to some people on stage.
It might have happened when he was watching one of your other guys' episodes, and I just laughed that hard.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Look I like that. That.
I can't say I shit provide. Myself, though, like, really, well, never mind. But I do have a good story, though.
Yeah,
okay.
There was this girl once I was dating, and she woke me up once, and I was weird. It's like the lights were on, and I'm like, open my eyes, and like, what's going on? And she was right next to me. She's like, kind of crying, and I'm like, yo, what's up? It's cool. Hey, whatever it is, it's cool. And I like kind of like scratch my face, and then I smell this shit, right? And then I look around, and my eyes just got adjusted. I'm like, man, this really stinks. And I realized that she had shit the bed. And then I put my hand in it, and then all my it was, and that's why she was crying.
And you wiped your face.
I wiped my face, and then yeah.
No.
And I was like, no, that's cool, it's cool. I'm sure this happens, you know.
I thought for sure it was gonna be you.
The awkward moment of like.
And you had your hands in it,
cleaned
and wiped
up
your
a
face
little
with
bit. Not that was already awkward enough. I think the next time I saw her mom, she was like, listen, thanks for not like breaking up with my daughter after the whole poo poo thing. I'm like, oh wow. It's gotten better.
The mom thanked you for being.
So I'm a cool guy.
Yeah. Ice will get over a lot of things real quick.
Sure. I would love
to have
been there when she was explaining to her mom what happened.
Right.
And
right.
I shit the bed, and then he woke up and he put his hand in it and he wiped it on his
face. Why did you tell her mom? Like, why did you divulge
that's a good
that?
Question. Yeah, why would you say that? I guess. Oh. I guess it's a chick thing. You know, you got to pack. You know, you got your mom.
I
pack.
Share.
Yeah.
Mom
my
pack
mom
strong.
And I are best friends. I share everything. That's what it was.
Yes.
She went straight to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mom,
yeah.
I shat all over everyone today. Well.
Yeah, there was a moment right there. There was a moment, a moment with Dan.
Oh, that is true wow. love. Yeah. What about you?
Oh, man. I'm going to say nothing like that.
Okay.
My life is not that exciting.
Now, in his world, you got the blowouts.
Yeah, mine's more baby-oriented. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The whole that's, back.
That's
the
extent
like,
of my
just
shit.
Just dealing with baby shit?
Yeah.
More
you know,
so you never shit yourself?
No, definitely
So you're
not.
Like Duddy.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I think Duddy and I are lucky in that mm-hmm. regard, you know? But
I always say, if you make it, I think, and we're talking post-diaper. If
post-diaper
you don't shit your pants and you're 40 years old, if you make it to 40 without shitting your pants,
you did pretty good.
That should be something. Like
some
should,
award or something.
Something.
Like that?
Yeah, or like, you should like, yeah, I don't know, change your title to sir or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
you get like a
not
doctor.
Sir, but sire. Maybe sire.
Sire.
Yeah, sire.
Oh my
sire.
God.
He's a sire.
Needs wow. depends.
That means
nice.
A little yeah. depend action there.
Oh.
Depend
later
yeah.
years. Yeah. Yeah. It's all word yeah. of mouth. Yeah,
like, you're going to need some documentation because yeah, you could have shit your pants. I mean, Duddy could have, and he could have been lying to everyone this
whole
this podcast. Whole
time.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
a shard. Man.
I do believe him, though. There's no reason for him to lie.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you share that?
I would definitely share.
It'd be way funnier.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just do it.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. A lot of people have said, like, how much will it cost to just get Duddy to shit himself so we can just move past this? But
wow.
I say, hold out, man. You're almost to 40.
I'm almost to 40.
The prize is there.
Be there next right. year.
So yeah. we got a pant shit. Well, it's like pant shit adjacent. But it is gross. That you write, so I love the story because you wiped your hand in it and then you wiped your face. So
yeah.
definitely a good story
face
for the
paint.
Show.
We'll call that the face paint
the old,
segment.
Yeah. That's the old, what do they call that? The that's the thing. Is that the Dirty Sanchez? When you wipe a poo stain?
Oh.
That's a Dirty
yeah.
Sanchez, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that? What
maybe,
so.
Maybe we can change it just for this episode. The Dirty Danchez.
Oh, the Dirty Danchez.
I like that.
That's
I like
just
that.
Weird. I mean, what about the guys that like getting shit on their chest? Huh? That's some
that's
weird
the
shit too.
That's not good.
That's the
great.
Chili Rainbow
too
or something.
Oh
right?
my that's God,
that's
called.
Rainbow.
It's got a name.
Oh, you know what?
It has a name.
I think it's called the Dirty Houdini. That's
the Dirty Houdini.
God dang it! Someone help us out. There's a lot of these.
There's my favorite. Have you guys heard of the Belgian waffle?
No, what's that?
Oh man.
Oh God, what's that?
It's
oh,
where you poop on a girl's face and then you hit her with a tennis racket.
Why would anyone think of that?
It's a thing.
That's
it's
not a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah,
he's
in Amsterdam.
Like,
in Amsterdam.
Ask Google
oh
that.
Type in Belgian waffle right now.
How would that be? We were in Amsterdam and I wanted some breakfast and I went for a Belgian waffle. It was very different than in the States. Oh my God.
Look at Look at
Luke is immediately pulled
up. Oh
no, up
that's different. I like my version better.
Oh.
Yeah,
man.
Like your version
oh,
better.
That was, it's also gross, but Duddy's was far gnarlier.
All right.
Good moving
along
Belgian
to gnarly.
Waffle. Moving right
excuse
on
me,
to
I'm
more
gonna throw
sex
up.
Things.
Oh.
Blueberry waffle, right?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, what's that? Oh God, no. Is this going to get bad? Dan, go ahead and go there.
Yeah, Dan. Oh, but you're right. It's weird. Yeah.
Oh no.
Actually, I've
Greg shaking.
Oh,
okay.
We're not gonna
go
share
that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No, Luke.
Oh
Luke's
yeah,
suggesting
right.
gross things from the background. But our so you guys have a band camp.
Oh, and this one
does
time,
it involve
a band camp?
Belgian waffles? I hope not. This
no.
is your band camp, Daddy. Tell them what this is about.
So this is just a chance, you know, if there's one wild, crazy story or funny story or anything that you guys can remember, although you probably told us a pretty wild one with the van almost smashing, but
yep.
sure anything else
more.
That stands out that
a
you guys
nice,
remember
quick,
from touring?
A story from Fortunate Youth history, you know?
Well, we can think of a lot. But you want to tell Jacko's story or?
Go for it. Dan's got a lot of stories up his sleeve, so let's not
tell that first
not
thought.
Hold
that first
back.
One that came to mm-hmm. mind sounds good to me.
Jacko,
just yeah, we got a tour manager named Jacko. He's pretty awesome. He's not our tour manager at the moment, and no one there's no tour manager, but he,
yeah,
you're probably feeling one of these days. But Yeah, Jacko, what was the last tour? We were on the East Coast in Florida or something, and we were all had to leave. The bus was leaving at a certain time, and we couldn't find Jacko. And then eventually we found him butt naked in a bed, something like that. And then he yelled at you, threw his underwear or something at you.
That wasn't me.
Or, you know, he yelled at Travi.
It wasn't me.
He yelled at Travi. He's like, man, he's yelling at me.
Oh, he was, you know, you come back to your bunk at the end of the night and you find a naked tour.
Oh, he was in your bunk.
It kind of sounds like, that's kind of sounds like what he's getting at here.
I'm telling a horrible story. I don't even know the whole beat.
I don't know if this was his own dream or if this is real, but either way, it's pretty awesome.
Sounds like a fever dream. I think it was you.
Good story. I can't think of many.
We did put you on the spot.
We put you on the spot. And you did.
I mean, you already told us that your trailer spun in circles. Yeah.
All right.
And that you shit with, you know, you got shit on.
Well, then before we get into this Q&A, then I'm going to put you on the spot again.
Perfect.
Because I forgot I wanted to bring something up. And I'm bringing it up just because I think it's so fucking funny. So,
hell yeah.
Your old drummer, Jordan.
Hell yeah.
I
heard he's a big fan.
I heard he's a huge fan. He loves us so much. That was so crazy because it was so funny. A few of us woke up on the bus and all of our DMs were like blowing up and shit, you know? And it was just like, did you see this?
This is a crazy, this is a funny dirty story. Head, fortunate youth, old story the old from drummer, the past. And for listeners that don't know.
Why this we've never toured with Dirty
Heads. No, this has nothing, obviously nothing.
Jordan, you ruined it for
no,
us.
But no, but dude, here's the funny part.
He had
part
a lot of good rants. I mean, he would rant to anything and everything. We would just be like,
you guys have had 7 drummers, huh? I heard you 7 say drummers, that.
It's kind of like that's Spinal crazy. Tap. Yes. You know what I mean? One of them spontaneously combusted.
Yep.
Another one shit their pants. You know, something like that. Oh. Another one pissed off the Dirty Heads.
So
it was funny. So I mean, like I said, so everyone's like, did you see this? The drummer from Fortunate Youth, what he posted? Like, did you guys see this? We're like, no. And we're on tour. We're on the bus, you know? So someone pulled it up on the computer and we read it. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something along the lines that, like, you know, they're just shitty rappers and the drummer, and then he goes off on Matt and he says like the drummer's an asshole or something, like we've met him a bunch of times and he doesn't even remember my name, he thinks he's too good for everyone, something like that, right? And Matt at that point comes out of his bunk and he walks down the hallway and we go, no joke, this is the best part, because Jordan had just said all that stuff online and Matt has no idea, and we go, hey, Matt, do you know the drummer of Fortunate Youth? This was Matt's response. I'm fucking kid you not to this day. He goes, yeah, Jordan, he's a good dude.
Yes. Wow. I've never heard this side of the story. Like, so this is
we're
awesome.
Like, oh, he is? We're like, well, look what he had to say about you. And Matt reads it and he goes, Matt really like scratches his head. He goes, huh. I've never been anything but nice to that guy. It was so funny, but we were dying, man. And then, you know, people were like, oh, are you guys pissed at them or whatever? Like, no, we can't be mad at a band because the drummer goes online and says some shit. We're like, we don't even care. And then my favorite part of the whole thing is you guys have obviously heard these songs he's put out, right? These acoustic songs. Holy shit. They are so funny.
we've heard them all.
Oh my God. And it's just pretty much, he just talks shit on everyone in the scene, anyone, and every band. And something about, I don't remember, but there was one where he was even talking shit on Coco, the tour dog.
Oh yeah, Coco.
Why'd you have to bite that girl in the face or something?
So he just kind of went,
lost it. He went off the deep end or something.
We're wishing the best, you know, hopefully at this point, you know, it's like lighthearted, like, you know what I mean? Lighthearted. Everybody has, like you said, go off in a certain way, make light of it nowadays. Yeah. I'm glad we can all you know, the old days of, you know, hearing
our management
that side
was
of
wanting
of
to kill him.
Matt,
like,
you know,
oh, like, God, what did you do?
Yeah. So funny.
I was just like, well, there goes that.
No. And then I just love that he went and did a solo album of just shit. Hey, fuck it. He went blasted.
Dude,
he put out
so
a Christmas
many.
Song. I didn't know.
No, I said he put out all these acoustic songs. Acoustic songs. Dying. And they're like, and they're not good. They're really bad. But they're like almost purposely bad. Like he didn't try to make them good. He just was like, I'm going to talk shit and put it out. And it's on fucking like iTunes and shit. Like you can go and get it.
Just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, you could put anything on a shelf and it's going to stream.
It's
on sale.
Is it called Slightly Stupid Stick Figures?
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's one of them.
There's
yeah.
also what? Pepper Warning.
You just shits on all them?
There's a Harry song. There's a Fortunate You song. There's like.
Oh, I'm gonna go, dude. Oh, hey, he's man. Gonna go.
There's a Sublime with something.
That's awesome.
You know, you try to use these names and try to get the monorhythm to put them all in. I'm just like, wow.
And now he's made his way onto Feeling Good with Dougie.
Oh, yes, that's right, dude. Good
with Dougie. There you go, Jordan. No, we did it, bud. Full circle, buddo.
Attaboy. Hey, you know what? Boom.
Go check it out, ladies and gentlemen. It's all right, too.
Oh, Jordan, it's right there for you.
Shows how good of a guy Dougie is. No. I'm going to make, yo, I'm gonna make this a spotlight. Yeah, yeah.
You're right. I'm a very shitty yeah. rapper, I'll agree. But I'm a nice guy.
Cool actually, Matty O told us to give you this plug, actually.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
All right. Well, anyway. That was cool. Daddy's like, good. I have to bring
yeah,
this
Yeah, he's
whole
like,
thing
I've
up.
Been
like,
waiting
what?
7 years.
Oh, no, God. Dude, I just.
You know, it'll be funny. Because
I always thought it was so funny how Matt, because yeah. I could just picture Matt coming out. He's like, Jordan, yeah, he's a good dude. And we were like, we're like, read this.
You're not. That's awesome for us to finally hear that yeah. side of the story. He's like, oh, yeah.
You're not the only awesome band that laughs about that. Like, I've heard Tribal Seeds and a few other bands. They're like, dude, we're sitting on a tour bus just listening to this. It is suck. It's so horrible. It's hilarious. Man. Yeah. This is the best.
It's
I'm like,
crazy.
Yeah, thanks. That's Jordan.
And I don't think it would be
such for us. Well, yeah. Thank you for that.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Like, as you right. know, you know, band life. You know, the most dysfunctional family you could ever have,
totally.
And there's like an awesome side to that. Especially like you brought up, like the family of bands, and yeah. you know, it's a tight knit.
It is
circle of you know. Good and bad and yeah. everybody can laugh about it after
100%
and yeah
dude, everyone in this scene who sticks with it is doing good. It's like one of those scenes where it's like yeah. there's love for every band, there's room for everyone, so yeah in yeah. the end it's like every band has a weird twisted past
cool, man.
And stuff
yeah
it's
be
all
cool.
here
it adds to the story right?
Yeah
like,
absolutely.
You know, it would be really boring if it was just like oh yeah
I love everybody's... this because well sorry not
no
to
no
cut
it's
you
like,
off.
Oh yeah everybody's just you know cool.
That's what like, Daddy and I were
that,
laughing.
That
at.
Would
exactly
be boring.
That is there's this whole thing of like it's all positive vibes and everyone and it is. This is a very positive music scene, but there's just as much drama in the reggae rock scene as any other music
oh, yeah.
genre or style scene. It's just for the most part, it's chill people.
Yeah,
but we
yeah.
always laugh. We're like, no, there's the same stuff. There's infighting with bands and other bands.
Totally.
Yeah, it's a total
totally.
Deal, man. I mean, it's a crazy world out there. But
yep.
this show, we're like, fuck, we don't care, dude. This is just a home for all musicians to be able to come and hang out. And we fucking love everyone in the reggae rock scene. That's like yep. why Duddy and I are embracing this whole scene. We're like, dude, let's have
the
all
best.
The reggae rock bands that are from around here that can make it in. Let's get them in. Let's all party.
Done.
Yeah.
Not no even doubt. Really just reggae rock. We're open to anybody.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It just happens to be, this is who we know.
Right,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know on. Who else we know?
Who's that?
Our Patreon members.
Oh, we do. This is the Q&A section. Play
perfect.
That music, Luke.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
Pull that Q&A up. Or actually, you know what? I can do it from my phone. You got it right there?
There we go.
Oh, wow. Where do we start?
So many awesome names on here.
Yeah.
Yeah
okay, so,
oops. All sorts of cool shit. Dude.
I just, like we're good. Let's see here. We're going to start with Kristen Perrin. If the Galians have square mouths, do they have square dongs too?
Ooh.
No.
No.
They don't. They don't.
Yeah. We asked the same question of the guys and they were like, no, that's why we didn't know they were aliens.
We just thought that they were like nudist dudes because they were always naked. But then we saw the square bongs and we were like, whoa, that's kind of weird. Not us.
Yeah. The guys.
The stoner guys.
No, they have normal dicks. They have normal dicks.
They have normal dongs. All right. Let's see here. Stupid Martins says, who would win in a fight, Ron Burgundy or the giant chicken from The Family Guy?
Ron Burgundy.
I mean, first off, stupid question.
Possibly.
Stupid. Your name is correct.
Possibly. We're mad at you. Can we ban
Oh no.
him?
Is it one of those moments?
Could be. We're very mad at him.
Well, I know. Who cares?
I'd say who cares would
okay.
win that immediately?
Yeah. Let's see. Ryan Ruddle said, did either of you have or attend a Super Bowl party this weekend? Go Chiefs.
I did not know it was the Super Bowl until 2:15 yesterday.
No, but I did. We had like a family over at their kids' friends with our kids, and that was about it. And then the kids fell asleep, and we ate a bunch of mushrooms.
Party.
Okay. Herbie Humbucker says, will you do the silence solo tutorial? I totally will. That's a fun one. You're gonna need a whammy pedal for that one if you're gonna want to pull it off.
Does he have three single coils in that picture? Because he's naming himself Herbie Humbucker.
That's one hell of a humbucker.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I'd love to call him out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a humbucker. It's a single coil in the middle. All right, you're free to go, sir. You were gonna be muted. That's how close it is, guys.
Let's see here. Sorry.
Daddy's scrolling down.
Lema Punista. Lindsay says, what are your favorite colors? My favorite color is stupid question.
I have an answer to this. Okay. This is a good question. And so there's like, if you look right, I guess it's like almost green, almost blue. If you like blend them in there, I think it's called Who Cares.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
It's a very brilliant shade.
That's pretty brilliant.
Michelle Kwan Nechetsky.
Wait, what?
Michelle Kwan. I mean,
the fucking ice skater?
Yeah, I mean, it's Michelle Nechetsky.
Cool, you guys have
we always say, because her name is Michelle Nechetsky, and we always say that sounds like a famous ice skater. So
I always say a Russian ice skater, but she did choose an American.
Did either of you watch any scary movies as kids that scared you for life? No, I don't have any that I've been scarred for life. I love scary movies, but I do remember Blair Witch fucked with me for a bit when I was young, because I don't know what it was about that. And do you remember, did I do that to you, or you did that? I did it to you.
With what?
Blair Witch.
It wasn't, I was ruined by, Blair Witch got ruined for me.
I thought it was you though, where I knew you went to go see it. So when you came home, I went in your room and I was hiding in the corner, like standing in the corner.
Oh, you might have done that.
Yeah.
But so when the Blair Witch came out, I do have a movie that really scared me bad as a kid. I haven't watched it again though, so I don't know, but I'll tell you. But real quick, where I worked when Blair Witch came out, the girl that worked with me was like a film student at UCLA or USC or somewhere, and she got a sneak preview of Blair Witch that it showed at their college. Mm. So I remember her telling me this story one day. She's all, dude, I watched the gnarliest fucking movie and I thought it was real. And then the director came in and so she's all, it's not real, but we watched it. It's about a witch. And I swear to God, a month later, the Blair Witch hysteria starts. And I was like, oh, that's the movie she was talking about. So I unfortunately knew that it wasn't real.
I knew it wasn't real, but it still fucking freaked me out.
And I was like, let them think. I want them.
Yeah.
But I still loved it. But People Under the Stairs. That movie fucked with me when I was a kid. I was fucking going to
say that. I was going to say that too. You were done, I was going to say, and People Under the Stairs.
Do you guys have a scary movie that was real bad when you were a kid?
That's a good one for sure.
People Under the Stairs, right?
Dude, for some reason, Arachnophobia.
Oh,
that one freaked me out. After that one, I was like, spiders.
Yeah.
Scary.
I did not finish that as a kid.
Right?
Once they started dangling from the ceilings, I was like, I'm done.
I thought you were going to say Anaconda.
That was a freaky one too. It's a huge snake, you know. You're like, spider, you can see it across the room.
Real?
Yeah.
Spider, this could happen. They like creep up on you and like,
yeah, that's creepy, man.
Fucking dude, I watched Arachnophobia one time,
right?
And I will never watch it again. Because I remember just being like, ugh, just like,
I watched it again. I'm like, oh, this is not bad.
Yeah.
I want to be scared of this.
Fucking spiders, who gives a shit? Then you watch it, you're like, fuck.
It's so gnarly. That big ass spider at the end, when it jumps, you're just like, no.
The popcorn, when they're sitting there eating the popcorn. Oh, yeah. You're just like, no, I'm done.
Grossed out thinking about it now.
Yeah. No more lunch plans.
We got a few scary movies.
Mark Hoosier Duddy Plante says, aside from shitting in them, when should you or one throw out underwear for new ones? I tend to wear mine until the ass is blown out and my wife tosses them in the trash.
What the fuck, dude?
Great question.
Wow. Is this a question, or did you just want to tell us about your underwear?
Yeah,
fucking
first
habits?
Off, gross.
I would think of socks. Socks?
Personally, I wear them till the ass is blown out.
No, to be honest, I'm the same with socks. Like the second they start to even get a little loose.
Oh, it's
gone.
It's over. You can't have quitters. No. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Quitters.
No way, man.
Jake Lapointe says, when the Roman Duddy album is finished, are you going to release ASAP wait till you can do a tour and support it. Well, at this point, we've written the whole album and we have like acoustic demos done. We still have to get in and record the whole entire thing. So fuck, man. If by the time we're done recording that whole album, we can't get out and tour, that will be sad. But yeah, sure. I don't exactly have an answer for that. I don't know the plan.
Yeah.
Just trying to... can we just fucking tour, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Good question. Can we just fucking...
Christina Greer...
It's an I don't care on that one.
Godzilla or King Kong?
Dude, I swear to God, I put that in the fucking Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart. Everyone's like, bro, I can't wait to see the new Godzilla, bro. He's fighting King Kong. And I'm like, you know, it's all made up. And I didn't like the first King Kong Skull Island that much. The Godzilla movies were just okay to me. So I
like them. They're fun to watch once. Those are one watcher with the kids. You watch it. So cool. But stupid question. All right.
But we love you and thank you. God bless. And God surely bless you. Oh, it's light.
Duddy's Lil Carpet Munchers says, who's the best fast food mascot and who's the creepiest? The creepiest by far is the King from the Burger King,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. It's fucking terrible. Him in the closet at night? No,
he's the creepiest, and Burger King is the worst. What's the worst? What's
Burger
the
King
worst?
Is so good.
Oh, Burger King
dude,
sucks.
Okay, I don't know about Burger King normal burgers, burger, but the breakfast. I remember snowboarding. We'd always stop at Burger King, and they have little cinnamon rolls. Yeah.
Oof, the Cinny Minis.
The Cinny Minis, dude. You break them off and dip them.
All right.
You
can't charge. You can't judge Burger King off their Cinny Minis.
You really can't. I got you there. It's fair.
I haven't had Burger King in 20 years. I just remember that their buns are. Their buns always felt to me like they just came out of the microwave. You know, they're just like, I don't know.
Try them again, Daddy. Give them a shot.
So, yeah, that guy's the creepiest. What's your best food mascot? I can't even think of another one.
I mean, there's like Ronald McDonald's and shit. In-N-Out the Chihuahua, Luke says, thanks for bringing something from 14 years ago back.
The Domino.
Yo quiero taco bell.
Avoid the Noid.
The Noid. Remember the Noid? What happened to the Noid?
Like,
the Noid was dope.
30 minutes or sooner.
The Noid was...
Avoid the Noid of being cold pizza. And they ended
Little
up
Caesar,
running right? over a few kids, so they stopped that whole campaign.
Oh, man. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
Talk about a scary
it's
story.
It's like Beavis and Butthead with fire.
Seriously, are we scary zone again?
Let's see here. Trey Pierce says, what's the most ridiculous stoned munchie combination that you've ever come up with and enjoyed? Okay. You know what? This isn't... Because I can't think of all those, but I will tell you this, that it was a couple tours ago, and I did eat this when I was all super stoned one night, and it was delicious. But Jared was like, oh, my God, we got to get the spicy Cheez-Its and cream cheese.
Oh.
And you dip the spicy Cheez-Its in the cream cheese, and it was mind-blowingly awesome, guys.
That's
I was
going
to tell you that
that's pretty good.
I used to remember what I used to love. We used to do this when we lived with Mom and Dad, but I don't do this anymore. Graham crackers with cream cheese.
That was pretty good too. Yep.
I didn't think of that either.
It's so weird. That's what popped into my head, and you brought a cream cheese thing too. What about you guys?
I've never tried that. That's pretty crazy.
It's choice.
Graham crackers and cream cheese.
Absolutely.
That's
and
food
if you
for
put
thought.
Jelly on top of that, yikes. You've fucking done it, dude. You've done it.
I like the peanut butter banana.
Oh,
peanut butter banana
sandwich right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty bomb.
So we had a bus driver a couple tours back. He was a nice dude, but he was fucking out of his mind.
Dude, bus driver stories.
Oh,
those are the best.
Another segment. Every day when it was time to leave, he would show up. He would always show up on time, but before he would drive off, he would have to come in the back in the kitchen area, and he would make himself a fluffer nutter. You know what this is?
Uh-huh.
It's
what
just
is that?
That marshmallow paste and peanut butter on white bread.
That sounds so cool.
Nope. I gotta get my fluffer nutter. Nope. Just white bread, peanut butter, fucking marshmallow paste.
That sounds
now
awesome.
I'm ready to drive.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
he's
put a
it.
Banana in there. Boom. So sick.
Fluffer nutter.
Get a banana.
You Let's drive see here. For 10 hours. Something.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah,
Michael
so cool.
Dickface Beeman. That's right.
Oh, that's right. The mutilator renamed him Dickface last week.
Is there any chance that HB Surround Sound would reunite and make a tour run with DH one day?
Oh, that's probably too far-fetched. I mean, I can imagine us like playing again or something. Maybe, absolutely. I can, like, we talk and we want to kind of play, but I mean, dude, to do a whole tour, that's a lot of time, and we're just all over the place. We all have jobs and families, and some of them don't live around too terribly close. So it seems far-fetched for me, Michael Dickface Beeman. Would be great. And we did get to tour the country with Dirty Heads once, you know, 7 years ago or so. Oh. So that was rad.
I am going to skip right over Allison Lynch's question.
Duddy's reading on and just
and
not
I'm pissed.
Interested. Annie, we're mad at you. I didn't read it, but I can tell I should be mad.
It's just, it's one of those where you're like, God damn it.
Oh, yeah. Don't try, you know, well, do whatever you guys want. You paid the $5 for Patreon. It's your right. But we will make fun of you. Okay. Duddy, what's next?
I don't know what that is. Okay, so Raul Guerrero says, when will Luke and his micro weenie send me that dick pic? Oh, this is the guy
how
that
sad
you're
for Raul.
Pic.
He won't hear, well, he'll hear us.
You are
answer
muted.
This. He's muted for a week. We muted this guy earlier on our Patreon show.
It wasn't him?
No, that was
him. Oh, it wasn't?
Oh, that was Schroeder.
Oh, it was Schroeder. That's right. Raul's the guy who just threatened Luke because Luke hasn't sent him the pic that he bought yet. Okay, what did he say? What about his micro penis? Send me my dick pic. Yeah, Raul, Luke sent you the pic last Tuesday. So you should have it by Wednesday when you hear this episode, okay?
All right, so...
But don't, it's not a promise. It's just a thing.
Christy Disney Blonde Gilroy says, who was your biggest musical influence in your career? Beastie Boys or Sublime or someone else?
All of that. It's
all
like,
of it,
I don't think there's
yeah.
one for anyone. You guys, is there one?
No, definitely not one. There's
I couldn't say
too many
one.
Good, yeah. Too many good ones. All those are definitely probably
sure.
in, on the list.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up on Beastie Boys and Sublime for sure. Love both of them. They definitely had a huge influence, but a million more as well.
Can't pick one.
Yeah.
No. Definitely too many colors in the crayon box to pick one.
Big
music
time.
Can't
well
be
said.
Any different.
Well said.
Like, yes, yeah, so I don't like the death.
Come here. That was words from DK right here. Yeah. Thank you.
Like the desert island questions. Like, if you could choose one band, I'm like, I don't even want to have to do that math. I don't want to have to
bring him back
do...
one person.
Yeah.
Leave him.
Fair question for sure, but it's just, it's just too many good things.
Jesse Rules says, what is something non-sexual that you'd consider orgasmic? Like taking the perfect bite of food or shaking your pinky in the air?
No. None of those are orgasmic. An orgasm is achieved through sex. Okay, that's exactly scientifically, biologically how that happens. So there is absolutely nothing else that is orgasmic. You can call it that, but it is not that. Duddy?
Explosive.
I would say taking the perfect bite of food, sure.
Yeah, it is. We all have done it, right?
Come here, look at this sunset. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
That sound rehearsed. Oh, yeah.
Sean Columbia says, what if Goonies did say die?
Sean, that's like the world's laziest superhero. Here's Sean Columbia. Huh? We needed a Colombian superhero. Sean, it's not even a Colombian name. Sean Columbia. Hi,
are you,
I'm here with a with
are
coffee
you Colombian?
Beans.
No.
Anyway, let's read his question and be very
no,
nice.
You don't want
to
read it. Oh. You don't want to read it.
What if? Oh, Sean Columbia, you son of a real bitch. He asked for everyone listening.
What? Okay, what if you did this, though? What if you read that question, but you took out the Goonies did say, and then you replaced those words with you, and it would say, what if you die?
Well, then he would be asking that to you. And then the question we ask it at you, too, also. Sean, you son of a rail. Oh, Sean.
I don't want you to. I don't want you to. I was just saying. What if?
Columbia is going to change their flag because of this question. This is a shame on the entire nation. But thank you for being a Patreon member, Duddy.
All right. This is going to be the last question, I guess.
Christina Whitman. Now, this is a legend right here. We love Christina.
Wait! You didn't answer my question! There's no time! She says Christina Whitman. No, she says...
This better be a good question.
I'm stoked for the Usman Burns fight.
Oh,
of course, who you got? Of course, I'm Kamaru Usman all the way. I mean...
Dude, this isn't a like an you know
it's
this
a,
is not an easy fight.
No, Burns is a
you
beast.
You can't just lean on Burns on the cage like you can't do that. That's not what all that Kamaru does. But the way, you know, I look at the Tyron Woodley fight, that's like the soonest fight that both of them fought, and they both did whatever they wanted with Tyron Woodley. But the way that Kamaru beat Tyron is not going to beat Burns. Kamaru knows that. Yeah. So does Trevor Whitman, his coach, and Christina Whitman's husband. So it's going to be so freaking interesting. I really like Kamaru, and I want him to win. I think he's a solid dude that can keep winning. So I just want him to sit there and keep winning. And he was super rad when he was on Joe Rogan. I watched that episode, and I'm like, man, this guy's cool. So I like him, and I want him to keep winning and stay. But I'm looking forward to that fight because it's going to be super
tough. It's going
to be
a fun one. If someone told me right now, you have to take out $5,000 out of your bank and put it on someone, I'd probably put it on.
Me too.
Usman, but
I think he can just control him enough. Yes. But their striking is similar, and they're, you know, everything's right there, man. These are the top dudes. This is a very fucking rad fight.
Good one.
It's gonna be great. So let's go, Kamaru Usman.
Yeah, man, I got $5,000 on it.
Yeah, I'd be too scared to bet. They're both fucking studs, man.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun one. And this was a fun
like
one
MMA?
Too.
You guys watch?
Yeah,
we
man.
Love it.
I don't watch it that much.
No,
we saw he does. Boy though. Clay the other day.
Yeah,
that was tight,
bro. You know what was actually super cool is that's no joke. Cool. I'll throw a little shout out to Gweeds. He actually texted me and Jared right before the fight.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was listening to Cabin by the Sea, and he was like, last song I'm listening to before I get in the ring. And we were like, dude, you're the man.
You guys are the inspiration for just like faces getting ripped.
Dude, he actually looks pretty damn good in there. Like he's just such a freaking, he just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
That guy just grinds.
I mean,
shout out.
A wild underdog.
Yeah.
Most people just didn't see him winning. And dude, he looked rad. I was so psyched when Clay won.
Yeah,
that was great.
So
congratulations on that. And congratulations to all of you for listening to an amazing show.
Wow. Thank you guys, man. Fortunate Youth. So everyone already knows you guys, but tell them where they can find you. Tell them anything you want anyone to know about you guys right now. As we dip out here at the end.
You know, anything Fortunate Youth at our website, fortunate-youth.com. You know, we have a lot of new stuff coming out, like we talked about. Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout for the Good Times Roll On single and album actually coming out in the next few months. So,
We just had a new video that came out just a few weeks ago with Brosi and such. Go check that out.
Yeah, and another one on the way. So, yeah, lots of cool stuff coming out. You just got to be on the lookout.
Got to be on the lookout. And then hopefully you guys will be on tour when the new album drops. But if not, we'd love
with
to
Dirty
get you guys. There you go.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Now that we cleared up that old crazy shit, let's go.
Thank God. But,
we'd love to get you guys back with the boys and do a full jam here to support the new album.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
But hopefully a tour. Better the tour.
Sounds good.
That was a great show. Duddy, anything to say on the way out? Here's another thing just quick if you guys are still hanging out. We are doing the Rome episode tomorrow. It doesn't feel right to release the Rome episode next Wednesday because you and Rome will already be back. So are we just going to do a double release this week?
We'll probably do a double release
this
week.
No show next week maybe?
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll figure it out for you guys. But at any rate, I think you're going to get a double show this week, Fortunate Youth and Rome. So big week, y'all.
Woo!
All right.
Thank you, guys.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.